I just wanted to join in others for thanking you and the other institutions for having convened us today, and my thanks also to the panelists for some very thoughtful and thought-provoking input. So that actually did provoke some questions and comments in me, which I would like to address here. So on the issue of does artificial intelligence or do machines make us more stupid, I think you have already tried to answer this, and I think it's a very complex issue. But one thing we can, I think, say with certainty here, that it makes us more narrow-minded. And that's why I think it's so important that we have this kind of exchange today, this kind of cross-fertilizing exercise where experts, technical experts, civil society representatives who look more at the ethical aspects, etc., come together and discuss the issues which are on the top of our agenda with the diplomats, politicians, etc. So that I think is a very good thing. On the issue of data, I think we are very much reliant on data. We do not only rely on the quantity, but also on the quality of data. And here is the issue of ethics is kicking in, because the more quality data we collect, I think the more we intrude into the privacy of people. Just 2 days ago, I participated in a public discussion on the disarmament agenda of the Secretary General, where the issue of data had been highlighted. And one of the issues was how can we ensure that we do gather enough quality data in order to assess impacts, for instance, of explosive weapons. Yeah, how can we make sure that military decision makers do make the necessary decisions with due consideration of all the ethical circumstances and the ethical needs which need to be duly taken into account. And that brings me to my last question or comment, which is the legal framework that exists or which we need to establish in order to make sure that developments can take place unrestricted in order to do good for mankind, but also in order to rein in negative developments, spillovers, which should prevent that certain products of our activity fall into the wrong hands or become, so to speak, autonomous, that they produce evil, although they were conceived as doing good. Thank you.